愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
今天早上我们要从挪亚世代的例子来学习怎么面对世界的潮流。
Today we're going to use the example of Noah's time and how he was able to stand against the tide today.
我们来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的24章。
Matthew chapter 24.37. But as the days of Noah were, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
这里讲主耶稣说他要再来。
And here the Lord Jesus says he will come again.
那他再来的日子就是挪亚世代重新的再现。
And the days that he will come again is the days when the days of Noah will reappear.
那如果我们读创世纪就知道，挪亚是洪水来到的一个世代。
And so if we read the book of Genesis, we can see that the time of Noah was the time of the flood.
只有一家八个人得救，整个世界的人类都被神消灭。
And there was only one family of eight who was saved. The entire world other than that was destroyed.
那主耶稣要第二次降临。
And now the Lord Jesus will come a second time.
主耶稣降临要做什么？
What is he going to do when he comes a second time?
圣经说，主耶稣降临就是世界的末日。
The Bible tells us that when Jesus comes again, it will be the end of the world.
第一次降临就是借着玛利亚出生。
The first time he came was when he was born of Mary.
是带来救恩。
He was to bring salvation.
是神的怜悯跟慈爱。
And that was his mercy and his love.
主耶稣第二次降临。
The second time that Jesus comes,
是带着权柄能力，
he will bring power and might.
要来审判跟毁灭。
He is coming to judge and to destroy.
这是带着神的公义。
And this time he is bringing the righteousness of God.
在挪亚世代，虽然神毁灭了，但是神拯救了。
And so at Noah's time, even though he destroyed, he also saved.
就是借着方舟。
And it was through the ark.
那在主耶稣再来。
And when Jesus comes again,
他也要毁灭。
He also will destroy.
但是他也有拯救。
But he will also save.
神拯救就是借着末世的方舟。
And his saving will be through the ark of the last days.
就是教会。
Which is the church.
所以为什么我们要读挪亚的历史？
So why do we need to study the history of Noah?
因为挪亚的历史里面，有很多属灵的教训。
Because in the history of Noah, there are many spiritual teachings.
让我们能够来了解我们这个末世的世代应该要怎么来做。
So that we can understand what we need to do in these last days.
这个科学家创造一个叫 Doomsday Clock, 就是末世时钟。
And scientists have created something called a Doomsday Clock.
现在几点钟？
And what is the time today?
11:57。
It is 11:57.
就是整个世界还有三分钟。
Meaning that the entire world has 3 minutes left.
它是根据环保问题还有核子弹的一些问题估计人面临毁灭的时间只有三分钟。
And so they did these calculations looking at a lot of things, including atomic times, and then they figured out that the time that the world is left is only 3 minutes.
那这个完全跟信仰没有关系。
And this has nothing to do with our faith.
所以很多的科学家根据他对世界的分析，发现人类的绝境快来到，无可救药。
But scientists have used their own methods to find out that the end of the world is coming soon, and there's nothing we can do about it.
所以有时候我们只沉迷在我们的生活，怎么去享受？
And so many a times, all we think about in our lives is how can I enjoy myself?
怎么去赚钱？
How can I earn more money?
而忘记了整个我们的大环境是非常恶劣的。
And we forget that our whole entire surrounding is actually very evil.
是随时可以毁灭的。
And it can be destroyed at any time.
如果核子弹掉下来。
If an atomic bomb drops,
这是绝对可能的。
And this is actually very probable.
没有一个武器人类没有用过的。
And there has never been a weapon that man has never used.
如果这用出来就结束了。
And if we use it, then that is the end.
那在这样的考虑之下。
And under those kinds of considerations,
那每一个人活着都需要有危机感。
Then we should all live with a sense of fear.
那从信仰上来看呢？
And so if we look at our faith,
世界的末了将要来到，马上来到。
The end of this world is coming soon, very soon.
为什么
？Why？
因为这是挪亚世代的再现。
Because this is the reappearance of the time of Noah。
那挪亚世代啊，有两个潮流。
And there were two trends in the time of Noah。
那既然这个世代就是挪亚世代的再现，那两个潮流今天就发生在我们当中。
And since this is the reappearance of the time of Noah, then these same two trends will happen today。
我们刚在上一节里面有提到第一个潮流。
And just now in our previous class, we mentioned the first trend。
就是罪恶的潮流。
Which is the trend of sin。
好，我们现在回来看创世纪。
Let's turn back to Genesis。
好，创世纪的第五章
，Genesis chapter 5。
第六章
，Genesis chapter 6。
第五节，请。
Verse 5, then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every intent of their thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
11节。
Verse 11, the earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence.
12节。
Verse 12, so God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth.
这三节圣经节啊，对挪亚的世代描写都是负面的。
And these three verses describe the time of Noah as very negative.
第一个负面说罪恶很大。
The first is that the wickedness of man is great.
第二个负面。
The second.
败坏。
Is that they were corrupt.
这在十一节。
Verse 11.
第三个负面。
The third.
也是败坏。
Also corrupt.
这也是在十二节。
Verse 12.
那这个三个负面前面都一句话，神看。
And in these three descriptions, negative descriptions, there is something that says before it.
为什么要加上神看
？Why do they have to add God looked?
因为人看没有问题啊。
Because when man looks, there's no problem.
这个社会科学这么进步。
This society, science is so advanced.
人类的文明这么发达。
And our culture is so expansive.
那这样继续下去，人类是非常光明的。
And if we continue like this, how glorious will man be?
这是人看。
This is when we look with man's eyes.
但是神看。
But when God looks,
这个世界已经快完了。
This world is coming to an end.
那为什么
？Why?
这里在讲啊，因为人终日所想都是恶。
Here it says because the thoughts of his heart is evil continually.
第一个头脑想的是罪。
The first is that what we think in our hearts is evil.
在神的标准是罪。
In the standard of God, it is sin.
在人的文化潮流，这个不是罪。
In the culture trend of this world, it is not sin.
大家都这样做，我有什么不对
？Because everybody is doing so, why am I doing something wrong?
这是文化，我有什么不对
？This is part of the culture. Why is it wrong?
这是潮流，又有什么不对
？This is part of the trend. Why is it wrong?
所以不错，在人看没有问题。
And so in man's eyes, there's nothing wrong.
但是世界不是在人的掌握之中啊。
But this earth is not in control of man.
我们连自己的生命都掌不住啊。
We're not even able to control our own lives.
我们能控制什么
？What can we control?
人类的历史在神的掌握中。
The history of mankind is in the hands of God.
神要叫有就有。
When God says there is, then there is.
神要叫它结束就结束。
When God says it is the end, it is the end.
所以神看才算数。
And so only when God looks is when it counts.
那既然人心里想的都是恶。
And since everything that man thinks in his heart is evil.
十二节，人的行为也败坏。
Verse 12 it says that their actions are also corrupt.
在神的标准下，人已经败坏了。
In the standards of God, man has already been corrupted.
神的标准是什么
？What is the standard of God?
最简单就是十诫。
Very simply said, is the Ten Commandments.
十诫都把它列出来，有哪一个人没有犯罪
？We can list the Ten Commandments. Which one has man not sinned against?
而且是天天犯罪。
And it is also their sinning daily.
那主耶稣再把标准提高。
And so if God lifts up the standard even more,
不但不可以杀人，你不可以恨人。
Not only can you not kill somebody, but you cannot even hate somebody.
有哪一个人没有恨人？
Who has never hated a single person?
不但不可以犯奸淫。
And not only can you not commit sexual
sin, 不可以有淫念。
Cannot commit adultery. You cannot even think about it.
那把这个标准一提高。
And if we lift up this standard,
我们都活在罪里面。
We are all living in sin.
我们跟挪亚的世代差不了多少。
And we are living just as in the times of Noah.
可能我们比挪亚的世代更差。
And perhaps we're even worse than the time of Noah.
在神看来。
In the eyes of God.
所以我们这个用物质观念用眼肉眼来看没有问题，有什么问题
？And so we take a look at the material world, or looking with our physical eyes, there's no problem.
用神的眼睛来看，问题大了。
When we look with the eyes of God, the problem is great.
世界在神面前败坏了。
The world in the eyes of God is corrupt.
这是一个审判最后的结论。
And this is the end conclusion of a judgment.
那败坏怎么办呢？
So what happens when it's corrupt?
13节。
Verse 13. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth.
人的尽头已经来到。
The end of man is here.
这个就是神的宣告。
This is God's proclamation.
那神宣告这个也不是他很高兴的这样做啊。
When God proclaims this, He is not proclaiming this happily.
所以在第六节说。
Verse 6, and the Lord was sorry that He had made man on the earth, and He was grieved in His heart.
第六节说神后悔了。
And God was sorry, He regretted.
这个神后悔不是说他做错事情，他后悔，好像人一样。
And this regret is not that He did something wrong, just like we would regret as man.
神后悔就是表示人的堕落，他心中感觉到很难过，这个叫做神的后悔。
And this regret, this sorriness, is that He just sees man being so corrupt, and so He feels bad in His heart.
所以第六节的下面说，神的心中忧伤。
So the last part of verse 6 says He was grieved in His heart.
但是神的本性是不会变的。
But God's nature will never change.
神忧伤，神后悔，是因为他的公义。
God is grieved, God is sorry because of His justice.
所以人的尽头已经来到。
And so the end of man has come.
因此当时整个社会的潮流。
And so at that time, the trend of the world.
就是犯罪的潮流。
It was just a trend of sin.
真的是挡不住啊。
It was truly something nobody could block.
只有一家人挡得住，就是挪亚一家。
There was only one family that could block it, which is the family of Noah.
那神人的尽头已经来到。
And so the end of man has come.
那尽头来到了，神就指示挪亚造一个方舟。
And since the end had come, God instructed Noah to build an ark.
这个方舟就是神的拯救。
And this ark is God's saving grace.
就是神的怜悯。
Which is God's mercy.
所以今天神说世界将要来到。
And so today, when God says that the end of the world is coming,
他将要再来。
And He will come again.
这是不会改变的。
This will not change.
但是神要来以前。
But before He comes,
神有创造一个得救的方舟。
God has also created a saving ark,
就是末世的真教会。
Which is the true church in the last days.
这个就是神的怜悯。
And this is God's mercy to us.
所以在末世的时代，我们可以看到有一条曙光，有一个盼望。
And so in this last day, we can see that there is a light, there is a hope.
就是神所创造的真教会。
Which is the true church that God has created in the last days.
这是我们得救的地方。
This is the place of salvation.
那在挪亚的世代里面呢，第二个潮流是什么？
And so in Noah's time, what was the second trend?
我们现在回来看创世纪的24章。
Let's turn back to Genesis chapter 24.
创世纪24章。
Genesis chapter 24.
37节。
Verse 37.
请。
Verse 37. Now my master made me swear, saying, "You shall not take a wife for my son."
对不起，马太24章。
Matthew chapter 24.
马太24章37节。
Matthew chapter 24, verse 37.
38.
Verse 37 and 38. Verse 38, for as in the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark. 39, and did not know until the flood came and took them all away, so also will the coming of the Son of Man be.
这里第二次在38节说人子降临也要这样。
And again in verse 38 it says that the coming of the Son of Man will also be like this.
要怎样？
And what is it going to be like?
就从38节。
From verse 38.
洪水以前人照常吃喝嫁娶，一直到挪亚进方舟的日子。
So the days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage until the day that Noah entered the ark.
当挪亚进方舟有几个人呢？
So when Noah entered, how many people were there?
我们从圣经就知道只有八个人。
We can see in the Bible there were only 8.
所以当时世代的人。
And so the people at that time.
只有八个人进到方舟得救。
There were only 8 people that entered into the ark to be saved.
那为什么只有八个人进到方舟得救？
So why were there only 8 people?
因为他们生活所注重的是吃喝嫁娶。
Because what they were paying attention to in their lives was eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
这个是世界的潮流。
This is the trend of this world.
就是人很注重 现实生活的享受
，which is that we pay too much attention to the enjoyments of our lives today。
好，那我们先就来看这个世界的潮流对我们的信仰有什么影响
？And so let us see what, how does this trend affect our faith？
难道基督徒不可以吃喝，不可以嫁娶吗
？Is it that Christians are not allowed to eat or drink or be married and giving in marriage？
啊，如果我们从整个圣经看起来
，But if we look at the entire Bible，
啊，神让我们饮食饱足。满心喜乐，这是神的恩典。
And God's blessing to us is to be have enough food to eat and to be full of joy.
我们看创使徒行传十四章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 14.
使徒行传十四章。
Acts chapter 14. 17. Nevertheless, he did not leave himself without witness, in that he did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, filling our hearts with food and gladness.
好，这个地方讲神施恩，从天上降雨，赏赐丰年。
And here it says that God did good, and He gave us rain from heaven.
以圣经来讲，就是神施恩，像让我们所做的都有所成。
Which is to say that God did good, and so He let us be able to see the fruits of our labor.
啊，然后我们才能够饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
And so that we can fill our hearts with food and gladness.
哦，所以这个饮食饱足，满心喜乐，这是神的恩典。
So filling our hearts with food and gladness is a blessing of God.
好，那嫁娶呢
？What about marrying and giving in marriage?
圣经也说，婚姻是神所设立的。
The Bible also says that marriage was instituted by God.
婚姻就是人跟神关系的另外一个用神人跟神的关系的一个预表。
And marriage is also a prefiguration of man and God's relationship.
人跟神的关系啊，到最后就是因为爱。
And man and God's relationship at the end is because of love.
哦，所以我们能够在神的爱里面来享受这个属灵的恩典。
And so that we can, in God's love, enjoy the spiritual blessings.
哦，就好像丈夫跟太太彼此相爱，来建设一个美满的家庭。
And just like husband and wife loving each other, they can build a beautiful family.
哦，所以圣经里面才说，除非有独身的恩赐，不然都要结婚。
And so the Bible says that unless you have the gift of being single, you need to be married.
因此。结婚这是神的恩典。
And so being married is a blessing of God.
但是为什么圣经里会讲挪亚的日子人照常吃喝嫁娶？问题在哪里
？And so why does the Bible say that in the time of Noah they were eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage? What was the problem?
就是把吃喝嫁娶当人生的中心，当我们人生第一个要务，这个问题就在这里。
The problem is that they made eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage the sole purpose, the number one priority in their life.
所以我们现在想每一天到底为什么活着
？And so we think, why are we living today?
我想大部分的人都是为着快乐活着。
I think most of us live because of happiness.
那快乐从哪里来
？And so where does happiness come from?
就是从吃喝嫁娶来的。
It comes from eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage.
但是如果我们的一生就是以吃喝嫁娶的这样的快乐来做目标来努力，问题会出什么
？But if our entire lives are a purpose and goal is to eat and drink, marry and giving in marriage, what is the problem?
就来看历史上发生什么事情。
And we can see in history what happened.
阿摩斯书第六章。
Let's turn Amos chapter 6.
阿摩斯书第六章。
Amos chapter 6.
阿摩斯书第六章。
Amos chapter 6.
第三节。
Verse 3. Woe to you who put far off the day of doom, who cause the seat of violence to come near.
然后第四节。
Verse 4. Who lie in beds, on beds of ivory, stretch out on your couches, eat lambs from the flock, and calves from the midst of the stall.
第五节。
Verse 5. Who sing idly to the sound of stringed instruments, and invent for yourselves musical instruments like David.
第六节。
Verse 6. Who drink wine from bowls, and anoint yourselves with the best ointments.
第七节。
But are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph. 7. Therefore, they shall They shall now go captive as the first of the captives, and those who recline at banquets shall be removed.
这里在讲阿摩斯世代的人怎么生活。
And here it describes how the people of Amos lived.
躺卧在象牙床上，这个是最好的床。
They lived on, they slept on these beds of ivory, the best kinds of bed.
舒身在榻上，现在就是沙发了。
And they stretch out on their couches.
吃的是云中的羊羔，是最好的。
And they eat lambs from the flock, the best.
棚里的牛犊。
And the cows.At the midst of the storm.
第五节
Verse 5.
弹琴鼓瑟有很多娱乐的乐器。
And they have many merry instruments.
然后唱消闲歌曲，现在就是唱流行歌。
And singing popular songs.
然后为自己制造乐器，有各种的娱乐器材。
And to invent for themselves instruments, things of fun.
第六节
Verse 6.
以大碗喝酒。
And to drink wine from bowls.
你可以很充足的来享受。
And so you can, it's bowls, big bowls that you can enjoy endlessly.
喝下去就醉了。
And when you drink it, you're drunk.
这仗了，忘掉了忧愁了。
And you forget about your sorrows.
那这种生活方式不是我们现在的翻版吗？
And so we look at this life, isn't this the life of us today?
那这不是我们在追求的目标吗？
Is this not the purpose of all our pursuit?
提高生活水准。
And to lift up our standards of living.
但是在阿摩斯当时的世代。
But at the time of Amos,
当一个人集中在这样的生活的时候，
when somebody lived in this kind of life,
他已经忘记了他们属灵的情况是什么。
They already forgot what their spiritual status was.
好像照相机一样，你对准一点，其他变模糊了。
Just like the camera, you can focus on one point, everything else becomes blurry.
所以当一个人的生活就对准这样的享受，
and so when one's life is focused on this enjoyment,
对属灵的情况就不知不觉。
And then they are numb.To their spiritual and surroundings.
那阿摩斯的世代到底什么样的情况？
And so during the time of Amos, what was going on?
我们看第五章。
Let's look at chapter 5.
22节。
Verse 22. Though you offer me burnt offerings and your grain offerings, I will not accept them, nor will I regard your fattened peace offerings. 23. Take away from me the noise of your songs, for I will not hear the melody of your stringed instruments. 24. And let justice run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream.
这个地方说他们献祭神不要。
Here it says that they sacrifice, God does not want them.
他们守节神也不喜欢。
And they keep the feast, but God does not like it.
他们跟神的问题，神的关系已经发生问题了。
And they have a troubled relationship with God.
但是一点感觉都没有。
But they are numb to it.
因为神在天上。
Because God is in the heaven.
他活在地上。
They live on earth.
他整个心都在地上。
Their entire heart is on earth.
所以对天上的神。神就不知不觉。
And so they have no feeling toward the God in heaven.
神已经不喜欢了，他也没有感觉。
And God does not even like it, and they have no clue.
神希望什么？
What does God want?
以公平如大水滚滚，公义如江河滔滔。
He wants the justice to run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream.
神希望他们的生活在神的标准之下是对的，这个叫做公义。
And God wants them to live according to the right standard in their lives. This is His righteousness.
也就是没有罪。
Which is that there is no sin.
但其实他们是活在罪里面。
But they are living in sin.
但他不知道。
But they have no clue.
这个是危险的地方。
This is the dangerous part.
所以在第六节哈，第六章第六节。
So in chapter 6, verse 6.
不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
And it says, are not grieved for the affliction of Joseph.
约瑟的苦难是什么？
What was the affliction of Joseph?
被他的哥哥卖到埃及。
It is that he was sold to Egypt by his brothers.
从17岁一直到30岁。
From the time that he was 17 until 30.
那是非常的苦啊。
And that was a very terrible time.
所以他一个儿子，他把他取名叫做马拉西，一个叫以法莲。
And so he had two sons. He named them Manasseh and Ephraim.
其中有一个就是说，神让我忘记了我的苦难，其实是很苦的。
And so one of them means that God has allowed me to forget my sorrows. It was very sorrowful.
当一个人在沉迷于生活的享受，他已经忘记了在神面前生活的不易会有什么后果。
And so when God is, when somebody is living in this time, they are forgetting what happens after they live a life that is not in righteous in front of God.
第七节。
Verse 7.
所以这一些人在被掳之中要首先被掳。
And so, therefore, they will go as captives, as the first of the captives.
然后他们荒宴的快乐要消灭。
And those who recline at the banquet shall be removed.
得罪神就 无路可走了。
When you sin against God, there's nowhere for you to go.
这个欢乐的声音就会消失啊。
And the sound of joys will disappear.
人生的快乐就会结束啊。
The happiness of life will go away.
但是太注重生活的享受，对神一无所知，这个是当时的一个陷阱。
And so, enjoying the life too much that they forget completely about God, this was what's happening at that time.
所以第六章的第一节。
So in chapter 6, verse 1.
请读。
It says, "Woe to you who are at ease in Zion and trust in Mount Samaria."Samaria, notable persons in the chief nation to whom the house of Israel comes.
你看，人都喜欢出名。
Everybody wants to be famous.
啊，人都喜欢安逸无虑。
Everybody wants to be at ease and to have no worries.
啊，生活很悠哉，没有什么挂虑，很享受。
Life is very easy, very happy. There are no worries and enjoyments.
圣经讲的不是很好听啊。
But when the Bible says it doesn't sound so good.
安逸无虑，有祸啦。
It says, "Woe to you who are at ease."
哦，为什么
？Why？
啊，因为生活一享受啊，对属灵的事情不知道警醒，没有去追求。
Because when you're at ease in your life, then you are not sensitive to your spiritual life and to pursue after spiritual growth.
所以在第六章的第八节。
So in chapter 6, verse 8, it says, "The Lord God has sworn by himself. The Lord God of hosts says, I abhor the pride of Jacob and hate his palaces."
神憎恶雅各的荣华。
I abhor the pride of Jacob.
厌恶他们的宫殿。
And hate his palaces.
所以不是吃喝有问题啊。
So it's not a problem of eating or drinking.
而是当一个人被世界的潮流带着走，生活的目标就是吃喝快乐。
But rather, when a person is carried by the trends of this world, then their purpose in life is just to eat and to drink.
而忘记了行公义、好怜悯、存谦卑的心跟神同行。
And they forget to love justice and to walk humbly with God.
那个吃喝快乐就是一个陷阱，在等着他掉进去。
And then that eating and drinking that becomes this hole that's waiting for them to just fall right into it.
所以挪亚的世代的人就是这样。
And so these were what the people of Noah did at that time.
大家都这样，所以我就跟这样。
Everybody was doing it, so I'm going to do the same.
我怎么能够跟别人不一样呢？
How can I be different from everybody else?
所以生活已经被同化了。
And so your life has already been become the same as others.
我们现在这个世界的潮流力量太大了。
And today this trend of the world is so strong.
所以我们觉得别人怎样，我就要怎样。
So we feel that what other people are doing is what I need to do.
那别人他可能是没有信仰啊。
And so other people maybe they don't have faith.
没有信仰，没有一个盼望。
If they don't have faith, they don't have a hope.
他的盼望就是在今生。
Their hope is in this life today.
所以他难怪他以今生享乐为目标。
And that is why they make enjoyment of today's life their goal.
但是我们是什么？
But who are we?
我们是神的儿子。
We are the children of God.
神为我们预备一个更美的地方。
And God has prepared a more beautiful place for us.
那个叫做牛奶与蜜的地方。
It is a land flowing with milk and honey.
那是丰盛又甜美的地方。
It is both abundant and sweet.
所以我们是有那一个盼望的人。
And so we are ones who have that hope.
那既然有那个盼望。
And since we have that hope.
虽然我们在享受神的恩典。
Even though we are enjoying the grace of God.
但是我们的心要注重在神的国、神的义上面。
But our hearts need to be on the kingdom of God and His righteousness.
那这样享受神的恩典就是真的是恩典了。
And so in that way, if we enjoy God's blessing, it truly is a blessing.
那享受神的恩典，神的国也可以在我们的心中，在我们的家庭实现。
And when we're enjoying God's blessing, then the kingdom of God can be in our hearts and also in our families.
就是公义、平安、喜乐。
Which is peace, justice, peace, and
喜乐
joy.
也可以在我们的家庭实现。
And that too can be in our family.
那我们享受神的恩典，而且在离开世界的时候，我们也可以靠那更美的国度去。
And so when we enjoy His blessings, but then when we leave this world, we can also enter into a more beautiful place.
所以我们在这个世界上要敢于跟别人不同。
And so when we're in this world, we need to feel that we are different from others.
因为我们的身份不同。
Because our status is different.
我们的人生不同。
Our life is different.
我们的价值观不同。
Our values are different.
我们的目标不同。
Our goal is different.
所以不要随波逐流。
And so we cannot fall into the trends of this world.
不要用世界的价值观来衡量这个人是不是成功。
We cannot use the values of this earth to judge whether or not somebody is successful.
因为世界在神看是败坏的。
Because the world in God's eyes is corrupt.
要用神的标准来看。
We need to look from the standards of God.
到底怎么一回事？
What is the problem?
因为最后审判我们的是神。
Because at the end of the day, the one who is judging us is God.
在当时的世代里面，
In the time at that time,
有一个人能够站在这么大的潮流里面不妥协。
And there was only one person who was able to stand in such a strong tide and not fall over.
这真的是值得我们羡慕。
This is truly worthy of our admiration.
这个人叫做挪亚。
This person is named Noah.
因为他能够抵挡潮流，所以他得救了。
And because he was able to stand against the tide, he was able to be saved.
他没有被潮流冲走。
He was not washed away by this tide.
如果他被潮流冲走，他就是在洪水里面。
If he had been washed away by the tide, then he would have been destroyed in the flood.
但是就是因为他站得很稳。
But because he stood so firmly,
所以他在方舟里面。
Then that's why he was in the ark.
好，那我们就要看为什么挪亚能够站得很稳。
So we need to see why was Noah able to stand so firmly.
好，我们看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书十一章
Hebrews chapter 11,
第七节
verse 7. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned of things not yet seen, moved with godly fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith.
这里说挪亚因着信
And it says here, by faith, Noah.
神指示他未见之事
And God told him to create an ark.
然后他动了敬畏的心
and with his moved with godly fear,
接下去预备方舟
he prepared an ark,
全家得救
that is for the saving of his household,
定了那世代的罪
in which he condemned the world of their sin.
然后所以这个每一句话都互相有关系的
and so every single sentence here is connected with each other.
这里说挪亚因着信
Here it says that Noah by faith.
什么是信?
So what is faith?
信就是第一节。
And faith is verse 1.
信就是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。
Now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen.
所望就是对盼望的事情感觉到有把握。
And which is that the things that you're hoped for, you have some kind of assurance for it.
那信是对没有看见的事情感觉到有证据。
And that you have some evidence of the things that you cannot see today.
没有看见的事是什么?
What are the things you cannot see?
是灵界的事。
Are the things in the spiritual realm?
神有没有看到?
Can you see God? No.
神的国有没有看到? 没有。
Can you see the kingdom of God? No.
天国有没有看到?
Can you see heaven?
地狱有没有看到?
Can you see hell?
永生有没有看到?
Can you see eternal life?
永火有没有看到?
Can you see eternal fire?
天国的荣耀有没有看到?
Can you see the glory of heaven?
这个都是眼睛看不到的。
These are all things we cannot see with our eyes.
但是因为信
But because of faith,
我相信神
I believe in God.
我相信神讲的话
I believe in the words of God.
这个信就把我们带进到灵界里面
This faith will bring us into the spiritual realm.
所以如果一个人信了耶稣，还是用眼见在生活
And so if a person after they believed in the Lord Jesus, they still live according to their spiritual, their physical eyes.
非常可能我们会被潮流冲走
It is very certain that we will be washed away by the trends of this world.
因为用眼睛看嘛，大家都用眼睛看了
Because if we're using our eyes, everybody's looking. Looking with their eyes.
用眼睛看，我们就活在人的面前。
If we're looking with our eyes, then we're living in front of man.
所以大家走，我就跟着走啊。
So wherever he walks, there I will walk too.
但是当我们用信来生活
，But when we live by faith,
我就活在神的面前。
I live in front of God.
这是看不见的。
This is what we cannot see.
但是只有我们知道，我活在神的面前。
And only we know whether we are living in front of God.
所以最重要，我要讨神喜欢。
And so the most important thing is to please God.
我要过一个神认为对的生活。
I want to lead a life that is right in the eyes of God.
我要做一个神看是对的事情。
I want to do things that are right in the eyes of God.
所以信让我们生活在另外一个领域里面。
And so faith is what's going to allow us to live in a completely different realm.
那挪亚就信神啊。
And so Noah believed in God.
他信神讲的话。
He believed in the words of God.
神说要毁灭世界。
And God said he's going to destroy this world.
他信了。
And he believed.
神叫他造方舟。
And God said to prepare the ark.
他信了。
He believed.
因为神毁灭的日子，方舟才可以得救。
Because on the day that God is going to destroy the world, only the ark will be saved.
所以他信了。
And so he believed.
所以挪亚就去造方舟。
And so that's why Noah went to build the ark.
他就跟神同行。
And so he walked with God.
挪亚到处去传警告。
And Noah went everywhere to have give out warnings.
他的生活跟大家不一样。
His life was different from everybody else's.
为什么？
Why?
因为他信。
Because he believed.
所以活在神面前跟大家都不一样。
And so he lived in front of God. He was different from everybody else.
所以今天能够让我们挡住世界的潮流，不被同化，不被冲走，就是我们的信。
And so today, what's going to be able to allow us to stand firm in the tide of this world, to not be washed away, to not be compromised, it is our faith.
我相信神。
I believe in God.
他讲世界要末日，所以一定会末日。
He said that this world will end, and so it will surely end.
他讲要有审判，一定会有审判。
He said there's going to be a judgment. There surely will be a judgment.
他讲有天国跟地狱，就一定有天国地狱。
He said there's heaven and earth, and so there surely is heaven and earth.
那我们因为信，就动了敬畏的心。
And because we believe, then we have a godly heart.
敬畏的心就开始跟。做神所要我们做的事情。
And this godly heart will start doing the things that God wants us to do.
我们回来看哈创世纪。
Let's turn back to Genesis.
创世纪的第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
第六章的第八节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 8.But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
在当时世代唯有挪亚在神的面前蒙恩。
And so at that time, only Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
所以挪亚在当时的世代是一个不受欢迎的人。
And so Noah at that time was not somebody who was welcomed.
因为他传的警告让人觉得不舒服。
Because of the warnings that he was preaching, everybody felt so uncomfortable.
我每天吃喝你这么快乐，你在讲什么洪水要来到？
Every day we're eating and drinking, having such a great time. Why are you telling us of this flood that's coming?
大家听了不舒服。
And everybody heard it. They didn't like it.
他的生活，希伯来书说，定当时世代的罪。
And in Hebrews it said that his life condemned the world of their sin.
因为他的生活就是造方舟，预备进方舟。
Because his life was to build the ark to prepare and to enter into it.
那这个标准就定当时世代的罪。
And so this standard condemned the rest of the people.
所以我们可以了解，挪亚在当时世代是很孤单的一个人。
And so we can understand that Noah was very lonely at his time.
因为他跟世界的潮流不一样。
Because he was different from the trends of this world.
但是。
But.
这里说神他在神的眼前蒙恩。
And here it says that he found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
很多当时世界的名流大家出名羡慕的在神都不认识他。
At that time, all these people who were famous in the world, God knew that they didn't. God didn't know them.
但是一个很孤单、跟大家不同的神，喜欢他。
But this one man who was different from others, who was lonely, God knew him.
他蒙恩。
And he found grace.
所以摩亚确实是我们一个很好的一个模范。
And so Noah is a great example to us.
那圣经里面说挪亚，我们看第九节。
Verse 9.It says, this is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God.
这里说挪亚是一个义人。
Here it says that Noah was a just man.
在当时的世代是一个完全人。
He was perfect in his generations.
然后下面挪亚与神同行。
And then Noah walked with God.
所以我们今天在这个世代的潮流里面怎么能够站得住呢？
And so how are we able to stand today in the tide of this world?
跟神同行。
We must walk with God.
就站得住了。
Then we can stand.
什么叫做跟神同行？
What does it mean to walk with God?
不是他跟我们同行。
It is not that God walks with us.
是我们跟他同行。
It's that we walk with God.
就是了解神的心。
Which is to understand the heart of God.
用神的心来过今生的生活。
And to use the heart of God to live our lives today.
这样就是跟神同行。
Then we will be walking with God.
那要跟神同行，就要对圣经了解很深了。
And to be able to walk with God, we have to have a very deep understanding of the Bible.
要对神有认识。
That we must know God.
好像你太太要跟先生同行，你要认识你先生啊。
And so, like a husband and wife, they're going to get married. You have to know each other.
那你才有办法同行啊。
That is called walking together.
你没有办法认识，你怎么去同行
？If you don't know somebody, how can you walk with them?
所以要很深入去查考神的话。
And so we need to study the Word of God deeply.
第二个就是神的灵在我们里面。
The second is that we have the Spirit of God within us.
被神的灵充满，顺着圣灵的带领来生活。
And to be filled with the Holy Spirit and to live according to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
每一件事都祷告求神带领。
To pray every day to ask God to guide us.
这样叫做跟神同行。
This is what it means to walk with God.
那跟神同行，神就喜欢我们。
And if we walk with God, God will like us.
世界怎么看我们不重要。
Then it's not important what the world sees us as.
神怎么看我们最重要。
It's most important to know what God sees us as.
因为到最后，我们不是要面对世界，我们是要面对神。
Because at the end, we are not facing the world, but we are rather facing God.
所以挪亚世代的两个潮流。
And so in Noah's time, there were two trends.
第一个是罪的潮流。
And the first was the trend of sin.
大家都倒了。
Everybody fell.
但是神给他们开一条路。
But God opened a way for them.
进方舟吧。
To go into the ark.
这个方舟是为每一个人开的。
And this ark is open for anybody.
但是第二个潮流一冲，人就没希望了。
But when there is a second tide, the second trend that comes, there is no more hope.
就是注重吃喝嫁娶。
which is to focus on eating and drinking and marrying and giving in marriage.
忘记了神的恩典创造的方舟。
And to forget God's grace in His creating of the ark.
所以我们今天，我们的心活在世界，享受神的恩典。
And so today, if our hearts is living in this world, enjoying God's blessings.
但是我们的心要常常跟神同在。
Our hearts need to be with God.
与神同行。
To walk with God.
那我们就可以得救。
Then we can be saved.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
Hymn 158.